She was last seen at the Granite Creek Campground on the evening of July 7th. Troopers combed the heavily wooded area where Valerie Sifsoff disappeared for nearly a week, but found nothing, so they called off their search. Victor Sifsoff is Valerie's father. He's continuing a volunteer search for his daughter, even though troopers gave up. He says he wants people across the state to be on the lookout for her.
We searched a number of ways, with the helicopter, with dogs, with people on the ground just a few feet apart. They haven't found any sign or anything that she was free to do what she wanted to do. She would definitely call, and so we feel right now there's a real chance there's been an abduction here.
Sifsoff is originally from Dillingham, but was living in Anchorage. She is the aunt of Olympic snowboarder Callan Chifluk Sifsoff. Relatives say Sifsoff was camping with her boyfriend when she disappeared, but there was an argument and she left the campsite on foot. According to trooper reports, Sifsoff went missing around midnight on the 7th, but she wasn't reported missing until the 11th. Sifsoff was last seen walking away from Granite Creek Campground. The campground is near milepost 64 on the Seward Highway. The 44-year-old is 5'5", 120 pounds, with black hair and brown eyes. She was wearing a black sweatshirt-type jacket, blue sweatpants, and black boots. If you have any information about her whereabouts, state troopers ask that you call their offices. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.